It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, October 11th, 2017. Today is the birthday of American food manufacturer Henry J. Heinz, born in 1844 in Pittsburgh, the son of German immigrants. He first demonstrated his business acumen as a child, selling vegetables and then bottled horseradish. In 1876, the business that would become the H.J. Heinz Company was founded. Known for his well-made products, his condiments, especially his ketchup and his pickles, would end up being sold around the world. When young Henry Heinz started selling his products, other sellers usually offered their condiments in dark glass containers, which made it hard to see what was inside. Heinz stood out by using clear containers, thus permitting customers to see the quality of his horseradish for themselves. His early success led him to branch out to offer pickles, vinegar, and other things. A nationwide financial panic in the early 1870s caused his business to fail and led to bankruptcy in 1875. Despite this setback, Heinz, who had developed a reputation for quality products, was ready to try again. His financial troubles meant that he could not start another business by himself, but in 1876 he became the manager of the F&J Heinz Company, a venture formed by his cousin Frederick and his brother John. That same year, ketchup was added to the product line. In 1888, having discharged his bankruptcy obligation, he took control of the business, which then became the H.J. Heinz Company. Disappointed by the lack of customers at his second-floor booth at the 1893 Chicago World's Fair, Heinz began offering a free pickle charm. Support beams had to be added to keep the floor from sagging under the weight of all the visitors. In 1896, he came up with the slogan, 57 Varieties. Now, the company had more than 57 products at the time, but he liked the number 57 and began to use it in his advertisements. By offering factory tours, he was able to show the safety and cleanliness of his manufacturing process, and the tours also allowed visitors to try his products for themselves. His considerate treatment of employees was also notable for the time. In addition to comfortable working conditions, he directed his managers to listen to workers' concerns. Although many food manufacturers opposed 1906's Pure Food and Drug Act, Henry Heinz was a proponent of the measure. His advocacy for its passage helped increase sales, as customers felt they were able to trust the safety of what he was offering. In 1905, the company was incorporated and he became its president, a position he would hold for the rest of his life. Henry Heinz married Sarah Young in 1869. They had five children together before her death in 1894. At age 74, Henry Heinz died of pneumonia on May 14, 1919, at his home in Pittsburgh. He left behind a business with more than 6,500 employees, 25 factories, and products that were and continue to be distributed in scores of countries around the world. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for October 11th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.